VOA News. U.S. sanctions against Iran have now gone into effect. The sanctions target automobiles, trade in gold and other precious metals, and the Iranian currency, the rial. VOA White House correspondent Patsy Wadiskoara reports.
The Trump administration is betting the sanctions will lead to a better nuclear deal than the one achieved in 2015 under former President Barack Obama. At a recent rally in Missouri, President Trump said that he is open to new negotiations.
We're ready to make a real deal, not the deal that was done by the previous administration, which was a disaster.
But Iranian President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the notion in a televised speech Monday.
What's the meaning of negotiations when you impose sanctions at the same time? It's like someone pulling a knife to stab a rival or an enemy in the arm while at the same time claiming we should be talking and negotiating.
Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
In the tweet on Tuesday, Trump wrote the Iran sanctions have officially been cast. These are the most biting sanctions ever imposed, and in November, they ratchet up to yet another level. Anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the United States. I am asking for world peace, nothing less. Mr. Trump's tariffs against China are causing a maker of television sets in South Carolina to lay off nearly all of its employees because of the sudden increase in the price of components for its products. The Element TV company will let 126 workers go, most of them on October 5th, leaving behind a skeleton crew of 8 employees to watch the factory in hopes that it can reopen in 3 to 6 months. The Trump administration imposed a 25% import tax in July that included Chinese components for TVs. This is VOA News. President Trump's